Everything is Rutland at WCW's Road Wild. The NWO has tried to blanket the world with its propaganda.
Hollywood Hogan is the man.
Now, it's crumbling around them. Lex Luger has recaptured the WCW World Title.
Luger won the title!
WCW heads triumphantly into the Sturgis bike route. Will it be a short trip of victory for Lex Luger?
Luger's a champion! Luger's a champion!
Or a long road of defeat for Hollywood Hogan?
Get the fuck out of here!
Find out as WCW goes Road Wild.
And you are looking live at the Great Sturgis Rally. Welcome, fans, to the Black Hills of South Dakota, where during the course of this week, over 300,000 bikers from around the world were part of the Great Sturgis Rally. And on this, the final day, as you look in, over 20,000 fans have joined us.
Welcome, everyone, to WCW Road Wild. As you heard the intro, we have a new champion, and things are going to be going that direction in this show, where you get a championship match at the end. I'm Kev Manning, along with Mr. Billy Body.
Hello.
It is August 9th, 1997, and as we said, Road Wild is not, it's not one of my favorites, Road Wild. I don't like the venue of it being outdoor. I don't like that it's a Saturday. I don't like that pretty much it's not their actual fans that are there.
Yeah, it's just like these gay bikers.
Yeah, the Blue Oyster bikers are there, and it's the women are gross for the most part. You're not going to see many hot biker chicks. It's always they're fucking leathery from the sun, and they got tits that look like fucking bags of socks with melted butter. And one of them's like, she painted her NWO on her chest, so she's screaming at the wrestlers like they're going to fucking come over. It's interesting seeing everybody. I always wonder how this is even made. Like, do you go, okay, first come, first serve, just drive your bike up to as close as you can. But you're not able to fucking leave, like, though.
Like, who come up with this? We're going to do a show, and we're going to surround it like by bikers that don't watch the product. And let's hope that they get into it.
I think so. And I think it's, you know, it's like when the bikers are there, they go, hey, there's a show going on. Fuck it. You want to go? But meanwhile, it's like, that's why they do it on a Saturday, because Sunday, everyone's fucking leaving. So this is their, it's almost like, would you waste your fucking, like, good night at Sturgis to fucking go to this? Or are you going to go around fucking town? I ain't going to go to this.
Yeah, like you can be like triple teaming these the women that are there.
Yeah, they're all going to be getting gang banged and doing lines. Why the fuck would they go to this? So, right off the bat, you get Harlem Heat, which is very interesting because you don't want the black people going to a biker rally. And as we've heard in the past, Booker T said there was names being called quite often while they were there.
Oh, I didn't hear about his story.
Oh, he's mentioned it. Yeah, many times they were saying, you know, how is that over at Road Wild? It's like, oof. It's just not a right place for him to be. They go against Vicious and Delicious. That is who, Billy?
Buff Bagwell and Scott Flash Norton.
There you go. You get people coming to help everybody out, and the Harlem Heat wins this one. It's pretty much a who gives a shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of that, because this is very clipless, this show, in comparison to others that we do.
Yeah, I mean, the note here is that Jackie comes to help Harlem Heat, and now, because they're like, hey, we need someone with Harlem Heat, let's send the black chick, because she broke up with Kevin, as you recall. So you need black with blacks. So they put old Jacqueline with Harlem Heat, and they win this. So Conan versus Rey Mysterio. And this is interesting because it's Conan wins by a fucking tap out. Mysterio actually fucking taps out. Good guy tapping out.
Yeah, I think they sort of were saying before. Oh, are you playing a clip?
No, I'm not. That must have been in your imagination because no one else heard it.
I think it was not that unexpected in terms of it's acceptable when they were going, oh, is Mysterio ready for this? Oh, is he 100%?
Like, yeah.
Whenever they say that somebody might not be 100%, they could tap out.
Yeah,
and it's okay.
That is true. I mean, I expected in regular time the other day in wrestling for somebody to actually tap out. And I was like, you know what? They're a good guy. They're not going to fucking tap out. That's just the way it is. That's the way it is in fucking wrestling. If you're a good guy, you don't tap, like Billy said, unless you're injured.
Looking at the SummerSlam on Sunday, mm-hmm. we're recording this before this. Obviously, we're recording this. SummerSlam's already happened now, but at this point in time, Seth Rollins is dead, and I still think he may win.
Yeah, I mean, to venture into a little bit of what's going on now, I'm like, the guy has every rib in his fucking body broken, and he's like, I'm going to come get you. And it's like, all Lesnar has to do is fucking say a joke and make him laugh, and it would hurt him, and he'd fall down.
Actually, this show comes out on the same day, right? So maybe SummerSlam's tonight, so...
Yeah, so, you know what? People will be fucking listening... probably the next day at work, though, anyway, and finding out what happened. So, let's see. We get a tag team elimination match, and it's Mongo and Benoit versus Jeff Jarrett and Malenko. And this is going to be like, I guess you get a tag championship match after this if you win this. I don't even know.
I think everything in the first 90 minutes of WCW pay-per-views is to fill it up.
It's an elimination match, which throws me off in my notes, and then I recall what the fuck I'm talking about, because I go, how's an elimination match when there's two teams? How it is if you pin one guy, they're gone. So then it could be 2-on-1. That's the elimination for WCW, which doesn't mean they're getting a title shot. It's just a goofy stipulation, which makes no sense, which is very odd in this match, because what happens is you finally get Jeff Jarrett and Mongo to lock up. And the end result is that Jeff Jarrett grabs Mongo and forces himself to be pinned. He pulls Mongo on top of himself and holds himself down. So he's pinned and loses, correct? Now,
yeah.
The weird thing about it is, Mongo's fired up to kill him, right? So you go, okay, they're finally in the ring together. And they go to go at each other. And Double J, like, fucking starts kicking his ass. He didn't even get a fucking move in. He just, he punches him right off the fucking bat. Like, he's the fucking good guy. He beats him up and then pulls him down on top of him. And Mongo's trying to fight the pin, which is, he's pinning. What do you do? The whole thing is fucking retarded. But it was, Double J just doesn't want anything to do with anybody. And so he wants out of that match.
But you know what? That kind of makes sense for once, where they do a lot of matches. Obviously, in wrestling, they always say, oh, these guys wrestle 300 days a year. They don't, especially not in WCW. But they do wrestle like 150 matches. Like, if you've got a title, like, you don't need to win any of these matches. Like, why do you need to win these tag matches for? Why do you even need to, like, step in there and get touched? Like, they don't do this enough, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, it's because, you know, in wrestling, you can't use real theory. Because you wouldn't do, half the shit. You wouldn't throw someone against the fucking ropes. So, I mean, you got to almost take certain grains of salt with certain matches, but... Y2J versus Alex Wright for the Cruiserweight title. And sadly, we don't get an interview with Alex Wright. But he pulls the tights. He gets the win. He remains Cruiserweight champions. Now, you got a guy on a bike out here that I made a note. I made a note for where they're showing people in the crowd. And then they're also showing around Sturgis. People on bikes. Look at all the fucking people, you know, shit like that. And there's a guy wearing a fucking Charles Manson t-shirt. I'm like, well, like, never mind that part, though. But guys, all by himself in the picture, fucking big, big giant face of Charles Manson on his fucking chest. That's lovely. Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig.
Wait, wasn't Charles Manson like massively popular over there?
Oh, I think he's popular with white supremacists and biker people. I think so.
Charles Manson is dead, right?
He finally died. Right. It took a while. Recently.
But he didn't get the chair on, I think.
No, just life in prison, one of those things, and kept trying to get parole. Fucking wacky as could be. Where the
and
fuck
is Bundy was the one that did die. But both are popular.
Yeah, oh, I mean, fuck, I think they're all popular. Like I said, my favorite serial killer is Jeffrey Dahmer. So I think that's the most intriguing one of all of them. Bundy's interesting because of all the Netflix stuff on him. It's like, my God. And all the women that wanted to fuck him, too. That's interesting. Kurt Hennig versus DDP. Flair shows up, a little bit of a distraction to help Kurt Hennig. Perfect Plex. Mr. Perfect wins. Or is it the Hennig Plex? I forget. Retarded.
This is a prize result, though.
Yeah, but I mean they help because Flair shows up, but, you know.
I guess they were going to push him at the start, and then maybe it's surprising when you think of where these two are thought of in terms of their WCW run, because Perfect's there now. You know, he's there all the way to the end, till it goes out of business.
Yeah, he is. And I figure they go, listen, we're going to push you to the moon. We got you nice shit music, everything. So we're going to do this.
Oh, I'll tell you what I did. I went on to... you already know this because I told you like privately, but like I want to say it on the show. So I went onto YouTube to check if this was a music rights thing because I just couldn't believe that was his music.
I can't believe you couldn't believe that. I'm like, you gave too much credit.
Yeah, and it is. It's real music. Like that's actually what they came up with for him to go, like electric guitar, like just repeating itself.
You know what you need to look up more so, which drives me out of my fucking mind, is that Rick Rude can't be played. What the fuck? It is so bad. It drives me out of my mind because Rick Rude music is fantastic. And now it's like a fucking generic stripper music. It's fucking bad.
Rick Rude's music can't be played on the network.
Nope. You will not hear Rick Rude's music.
That's weird. I didn't even realize it. So what's that about? Like something to do with Jim Johnson?
No, because it's been for fucking ever they can't play it. And I don't know why. They own the music, they say. So I'm like, well, what's the issue? If you own the music, why can't you play it? But I can't find an answer for it. I mean, they couldn't play Hillbilly Jim's fucking music. And I asked Hillbilly Jim personally why not, and he doesn't know. He goes, they told me once, but I didn't understand the fucking answer. I'm like, shit.
Okay.
I'm like, that's fucking annoying, though, whatever it is. And speaking of music, there's an NWO promo here. And you can't play Voodoo Child. You hear it in the background through the talking.
Okay, that one makes sense because apparently what I heard that they were paying $50,000 a week for Hogan to come out onto this, and they were fine with doing it.
That's fucking insane. No wonder it went out of business. I mean, Christ. I know you have to pay his estate. And I know he's got a hard-on, the estate has a hard-on about you cannot use his music in a movie that has anything to do with drugs. And I'm like, the motherfucker, that's all. He was known for it, for fucking doing drugs. He died from, and you can't have any drug use during his fucking music? It's retarded.
Hmm.
But that's it. So you'll hear every once in a while, like I know in Raw and all that kind of stuff, you'll hear Hogan start to talk and he goes, hold on, Jimmy, wait a minute. Like he's still talking. And I'm like, Jimmy, what are you talking about? There's NWO music playing. But you could faintly hear Voodoo Child in the fucking background. And it's funny because Hogan's like singing along with it, but you get NWO music on it.
I thought when he was saying Jimmy, he was saying to Jimmy Hart because Jimmy Hart was the...
I remember it clearly because they started. That's why you hear the NW music start up, because they start playing Voodoo Child, because he's supposed to be done with the promo, and he's like, wait a minute, Jimmy, I'm not looking up to the heavens like Jimmy's playing for him. That's what that is. So because at first it was like, back in the day, you go, oh, what music is this, because you're fucking young and Jimmy's a fucking 100 years old, you know.
Jimmy Hart was the Jim Johnson of WCW.
Yeah, like he kept, the poor man's Jimmy Johnson. Jim Johnson. Yeah,
because he did like a couple of tracks at WWE, but mostly with Jim Johnson. And when he got to WCW, he did the rest of the music.
Yeah, Girls in Cars. That's what was being played. Macho Man versus the Giant. Giant wins this one. Macho probably enjoyed wrestling this Giant better than the other Giant. Steiner Brothers versus Hall and Nash for the tag team championships. And this is very typical WCW NWO back in the day, because of course when there's going to be a loss, what happens? It's fucking the Steiner Brothers get the win by a fucking disqualification. And it's so funny because my thought is right away, the Steiners.
Did you miss the Randy? Do you miss the Randy Savage match?
No, I had I commented it on the whole thing. I said that he probably enjoyed wrestling this Giant better than the other Andre the Giant.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Because Giant Andre the Giant used to abuse him.
Yeah, step on his fucking hair, pull his fucking hair out. Yeah.
You know what? I heard that. I spaced it. For some reason, I was spaced out there, and I thought you were talking about the Giant wrestling against that fucking Giant that came in with the no teeth. I've even forgotten his name. The one that was abused by Mean Gene.
Loch Ness.
Yeah, and then I was thinking, like, wait, Savage isn't it? Savage isn't really that big enough to be called a Giant. That's what got me thinking. So,
Now, did this occur to you when they won the title, or they think they won the titles, and DiBiase and the Steiners are jumping up and down like fucking idiots? Where it's like, how long have you been in the business that you don't know you don't win the titles by a DQ, you fuck?
Wasn't Ted DiBiase giving him the titles as well?
Yeah, he grabbed the titles and he's jumping up and down like he fucking, like they won. And I'm like, there was no secret that it was a DQ, and you don't get the belts on a DQ. And he's yelling at the referees, what do you mean? I'm like, how long you been in the fucking business? So after this, we get the championship match here. And it's Hogan versus Lex. And Lex is the world champion. Here's a clip for you. And we'll play this and talk about it. This is what happens toward the end of the match all the way to pretty much after the end of the match. And you want to listen to the announcers more than anything else.
Yeah.
And they're all out. And now it's Luger and Hogan alone again. He's pounding on him now, trying to get him right to wreck him. I don't know if he can.
He's got him. The motorcycles are revving. Luger's revving up. Luger smells it. He can taste it.
Lex Luger's going to rock him right now.
No doubt about it.
He's got him backed up right here, going for the back. Sting. Sting. Sting is out.
Sting is here, guys. All right.
Sting is out, holding him up. Sting hit Hogan. Oh, he hit Luger.
Luger.
He hit Luger in the back.
He caught Luger in the back. Sting hit Luger.
One, two, one.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
Sting hit Luger in the back.
Oh no!
Tonight.
How in the world did that happen?
Luger had him. Luger had him. Just like he did last Monday. He leveled the NWO, and he could smell victory. He had Hogan where he wanted, and for Sting to do that.
Well, I tell you what, guys. Man, I don't know what got in the head of Sting. Look at this, though. The new world heavyweight champion. Once again, champion, Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
This is unbelievable. He turned down the offer to Sting by J.J. Dillon. Wow. Monday, and then comes out here. I can only think on face value that maybe he hit the wrong man.
There was only one man in front of him, Tony.
Yeah, come on, Tony.
He had turned him.
We've seen it.
I don't know.
Tony, we're making excuses. We saw it. We're not blind. Dean caught him right in the back. Doesn't matter what you want to talk about. That man's leaving right now, Hogan, with the heavyweight championship of the world.
So, this drives me crazy, and I think we mention it almost every fucking week. When there's a fake fucking Sting, and it's clearly a fake Sting, like craziness fake Sting, and it's, oh my God, Sting has turned his back on WCW. And I'm like, this is what got them in trouble in the first place with turning on Sting. And they continuously do it. The guy's wearing a fucking mask, not even paint. He's wearing mask and a fucking bob wig. It's retarded.
Yeah, I mean, but the commentary is like, so the whole thing was, Sting's doing this because no one believed him. And then they apologized for it to get him back on side. And now they are saying it's Sting again every single time when anybody dresses up for him, be it with a terrible wig like this one, or even when Nash did it, which at 7 feet tall. But this commentary is really bad. And I'm just going to jump ahead. Do you know the explanation for it?
Hmm.
The next night, they get out of this by saying, we've watched the replays a few times, and we now think it's clear that it's not Sting.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I don't know if I was one of these announcers, do you think you would talk to the producer and be like, dude, it just makes you look like a fucking retard. You can't. You just can't fucking say that this is normal. You can't say this looks like him. I mean, it's too fucking obvious. I know we got to kind of be like, you know, oh my God. But I mean, fuck, at least then get someone who looks like him. Something fucking close. But after saying, oh, we believe you, it, the second it happens, they're like, this bastard. So, as you hear, Hogan wins the title because Sting shows up and uses a baseball bat to, was he swinging at Hogan? Hogan's not even fucking close. And that's your end of fucking Hog Wild. And it's always interesting that WCW's pay-per-views have credits.
Yeah, and they always did a talking bit at the end as well. They wrap it up. I don't like that wrap up at all. Because, like, you know, at WWE, like, go off with their, their logo on the end of the dramatic incident.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need it explained. Like, just a little difference where, you know, when WWE had that talking smack and on those after the pay-per-view shows and all that.
Yeah.
That's fine. Like, get out of the arena or do like an end bit and then come back and do another show or whatever. I just think it's weird when they're like analyzing it in the building like that.
I think it actually, I think they do themselves a disservice because I think when WWE just ends with something crazy, you have to then tune in to fucking Raw to find out something. When it goes to WCW, you go, well, I'm getting your opinion now. I didn't even have to wait for it. Makes me want to fucking tune into Raw to hear what the fuck someone thinks about it instead of just, oh, well, now you're already telling me your opinion. It's like if someone were to tweet something instead of me having to wait for a show to be on, you'd be like, well, I don't need to. There's no rush. Like, oh, I can't wait for this show. So that's that. Well, that is your Road Wild this week. Tune in tomorrow when you will have the fallout from this. Actually, tune in a day after tomorrow because this is on a Saturday. It's different, like we said. So find out on Monday when it's the fallout from Road Wild on Back to the Monday Night Wars. He's been Billy. I've been Cav. We're out of time.